Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love for you to leave us a written review after you finish listening to this episode. And we're getting really close to our goal of 10 reviews. And once we hit that goal, we're going to send out a t-shirt. So make sure you get that review in. Okay, today's episode is all about Huntsville Adventurer, a website that provides outdoor information and posts gorgeous pictures of places around Alabama on social media. Our guest today is David Parham, owner of Huntsville Adventurer and an Alabama native. He is also one of our North Alabama ambassadors and was recently named Ambassador of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, David?
I'm a Alabama native. I grew up in Birmingham. I did a bunch of things outdoors. I grew up I started doing a bunch of outdoor stuff when I started climbing when I was a late teenager. I started climbing and then I would have to figure out how to stay overnight at places like Cherokee Rock Village. So we would start camping, and then camping led into we would have to rinse off at night, or we'd get really hot during the day. And so we'd find waterfalls. And I really just ended up falling in love with North Alabama. I currently live in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm an engineer here. And yeah, I have two kids, a wife. We all like to do outdoor stuff in the area.
That is so cool. A whole adventure family. I love how it evolves. Like, you started doing this and then it evolved into that, and then it evolved into the next thing. So that is really cool. Right. Well, tell us how you were inspired to start Huntsville Adventurer.
So Huntsville Adventurer was a little pet project of mine. I started because I had friends ask me how to get to places of pictures I would post on social media. So I would post a picture of maybe Little River Falls, and I'd have people say, okay, where is this? I'd post pictures of Cherokee Rock Village, and people would ask me, how do you get here? And so I started Huntsville Adventurer, and I started a website, and I figured that it would be nice for other people to have access to this. So I started social media accounts on it, and it kind of evolved from there.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I know that I've learned about places that you've posted. I think I learned about Beaver Dam Boardwalk, which is not that far from, it's in between Decatur and Huntsville. And so I know that I learned that from you. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's a very cool boardwalk. Yeah. That one I kind of came by on accident on Google Maps, actually. Just kind of scrolled in. I was like, what is this? And I went and checked it out.
Yeah. And I love that too, that you wanted to help others find it, because I know that there's kind of this debate on social media about telling people where locations are.
Absolutely.
And it gets kind of heated. I've read some of the comments and it can kind of get heated on there. People like, just, you know, figure it out for yourself, or, you know, because we have partnered with Leave No Trace, and I know it's important about, you know, you don't want to love something to death.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's probably one of my biggest struggles on social media, is what do you post and what do you not post? And I draw a fine line, just a blanket. I don't post locations when it's on private property,
right,
with a residential area, right? So there's certain places that they allow you to go onto this private property in a residential. You know, there's one called Cold Hole, which is a private property. That's been the latest debate. It's called Cold Hole. It's private property, but it's owned by an LLC. So it's a little bit different because it's not residential. But I try to be respectful of residential areas, especially because most people don't want to get overcrowded on their own land, even if they allow people to come and visit. So I do try to draw a line there. My thoughts is that if you're engaging more of the population and loving the outdoors, yes, it does lead to more trash in these areas. Yes, it does lead to some sad things happening with, you know, the land. I've seen videos of people, you know, tearing down trees at Shangri-La Falls. I've seen pictures of, you know, people just completely disrespecting the land. So it does bring some negativity to those areas. But I think that the way that we have to look at this for the long run is to get more people loving the land so that more money can be allocated towards keeping the outdoors wild rather than building on it. Because if people aren't invested in keeping the North Alabama Wild, then there's no money allocated. You know, government makes laws based on the people's interests. You know, places like the Land Trust of North Alabama, they don't make money to buy land if people aren't interested. So I've taken a different thought approach than a lot of people, but they, you know, that's the thing though, is that they have very valid opinions. I think that those opinions of not telling anybody are incredibly valid. I just don't know if it's necessarily the best thing for the land long term.
Right. Yeah, I can see both sides to that as well. You want people to get out and enjoy it. And that was one reason that we partnered with Leave No Trace. One of our former ambassadors, Robert Posey, had noticed during 2020 that, you know, with more people getting outdoors, that, you know, there's trash everywhere and everything. And yeah, so that led us to trying to spread the word more that, hey, this is awesome that you're outside. It is great that you're visiting our waterfalls. That's what we want you to do. But we also want you to clean up after yourself, you know, and take care of what you're going to see.
So. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is a byproduct of more people getting outside. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's also better for the population in general than their mental health, physical health to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So.
Yeah. The outdoors is wonderful for your mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, all right. Well, tell us what we can expect to find on your website when we go on there.
So everything on my website is to answer a question. So the basic question was, where do I find this? And so I started off building just guides to all these different places. I wanted to make it a easy one-stop. Well, it's not technically one-stop because there's links to, you know, Google Maps. But I wanted you to find as all the basic information you needed to get to these places without really having to search through my website. There's a lot of blogs out there that are great. They provide great information, but it's a story. You know, they're telling a story, and I wanted to avoid telling a story for those who just wanted the information and to move on. You know, so and I'm not a great storyteller anyway. So, it also goes to my benefit not to be telling a story of, oh, it was a fall day. It was lovely outside. The trees were turning just perfect color red. And, you know, it's not my forte. So I wanted to make it an easy place for people to grab the information they needed and get off my website and get out to them. So that was the first question I had to answer. The next question was, people always ask me, where can I find stuff to do with my kids? Mm-hmm. And I have two kids as myself. You know, I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old kid. And so I'm very aware of what is kid friendly and what's not. So I added a page for that. And then the next question I would constantly get is, hey, I'm in a wheelchair. I walk with a cane. You know, I'm not good on my own 2 feet, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd have people ask me that constantly. So I added an accessibility page so that people that can't get to everywhere can still find things that they can get to so that they can go and enjoy the outdoors. Sort of like, you know, Little River Canyon is a great place for anyone of any ability to get to because you have a waterfall. You can view Little River Falls. You can view Little River Falls from a wheelchair accessible ramp. You can drive at the rim of the canyon and you end up with some of the most spectacular views in Alabama.
Yeah.
You can see Grace's High Falls, just straight up from pulling up on the side of the road. You know, it's a great place to get out and go, even with limitations. So that's where it started leading. And then the next question is, hey, I'm heading to Bankhead or I'm heading to this area. What can I do? And so I started creating like tours of these places that I can say, hey, you can go view all of these things in a day. Here's an easy way to do it. And it takes you to just separate guides. And then the most recent question I've been asking is, hey, I'm new to outdoors. What do I need to bring? And so that's been my newest challenge. I started writing a couple blogs of this is what you need to buy. This is where, you know, this is where you can find it. This is what you need to wear. And this is what you need to bring. That's been my newest.
Cool. I love that. I mean, you've got something for everyone there.
I try to make it as useful as possible.
And I can see how the engineer in you comes through in that you're like, look, these are the facts. Because we've all had those recipes, you know, those memes that you see with, you know, like, oh, I was backpacking Europe. You're like, I just need the recipe for the pumpkin spice muffins, Karen. Like, just give me the recipe.
That's exactly that type of format. The food recipe one is the one that I have the most problems with. But I mean, at the end of the day, they're trying to take their recipe and make money. And the longer you stay on their website, you know,
it's true. And it's an experience.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that this has been a hobby for me. I'm not trying to make a ton of money on it, or really any money on it. But if I do, you know, it's nice. But so my goals are different than someone who's building a blog for trying to support themselves.
Yeah. And I've read some of your blogs on your website, and they're very detailed. I love it how the signage is not that great here. So you have to be looking for this, or you go to the back of this. And yeah, it's very detailed. I love it.
That's definitely the engineer in me coming out, you know, writing, but reviewing like technical manuals and stuff like that. That's, you got to make sure that they understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah, especially in Bankhead, because we all know you can get lost in a hurry in Bankhead if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely, yes. Bankhead is definitely lacks signage, which is by design, and and forces you to actually use your brain to get around. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us some of your favorite places to hike in Huntsville.
Huntsville alone, I really like Monticello State Park, and I really like the Land Trust of North Alabama hiking trails. If I had to choose one, I would go up to Bethel Springs. Bethel Springs is absolutely beautiful. It's a good solid hike too. You know, it's a little bit of a workout, get up the hill. It's usually running year round, which is unusual for North Alabama. You know, a lot of our waterfalls like to dry up around this time of year. It's, you know, September is usually pretty dry. So it's just one of those I really like to go to a lot. And then we have the Wildflower Trail, which I really enjoy to take my kids if the water's running, because my kids will play in that water, and it's really relaxing for me because I can just sit there and have them play. You know, they like to move around, throw rocks, whatever. They just like to play in the water.
Yeah. And that is one of the Land Trust trails as well, right?
Both those are Land Trust trails.
Okay. Yeah. I've been on the Bethel Springs one, and it is so cool. But yeah, it's probably a moderate hike. You'll be out of breath when you get up there. Yeah. You work to see that one for sure.
Yes, you do. It is an uphill battle.
Yeah, but it is worth it. Oh, it's so pretty up there.
Absolutely.
So what are some of your favorite places then, like around in North Alabama outside of Huntsville?
In North Alabama, Bankhead is absolutely a go-to when it's not dry. Mm-hmm. Again, it's September right now, so I haven't been to Bankhead as much lately. It's a dry season for us. So the waterfalls, not all the waterfalls are running, and the ones that are running typically aren't running at full force. This time of year, I really like to go out to the east side where it's Little River Falls, DeSoto Falls. Mm-hmm. Those are both really beautiful places to go. I really like the sinkholes hiking. I do rappel some of the sinkholes, but the Jackson County has an immense cave system there, and they also have some of the most beautiful sinkholes I can't say that I've ever seen, because I haven't seen other sinkholes, but they have amazing sinkholes in Jackson County. Never Sink and Stevens Gap are probably two of my favorite places to go. Both of those require a permit from SCCI, but they're free and absolutely worth getting to go there. Where else do I go? Pisgah Gorge is absolutely beautiful too. There's some nice waterfalls. There's four of them. It's really easy to get to the first one. The second one is easy to get to the top, but difficult to get to the bottom. The third one's very difficult to get to the bottom, and the fourth one's almost impossible to get to. You got to have a little bit of climbing skills to get down to the fourth one. But it is a beautiful area. I really like the view there, and the second waterfall is really nice to just sit down and relax at the bottom of it, and it's really, really pretty.
Yeah, that is so cool. So I know you've got like a list of waterfalls in North Alabama. What made you start the list for the waterfalls?
So right before COVID started in 2020, I started a group on Facebook called Alabama Waterfalls. During COVID, it blew up. I had maybe 1,000 people in the group before COVID, and right now it's sitting at about 44,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Which it hasn't grown much since right after COVID, but it went from 1,000 to 44,000 probably within, or about 40,000 within months. On that page, or on that group, I constantly had the question of, where is this waterfall when it was posted? Where are waterfalls near me? You know, that was the number one question. So again, you know, with my constant trying to answer questions, the waterfall page on Huntsville Adventure was just to answer a question and to put all of these waterfalls that everyone was posting about into one place. So I actually have two waterfall pages on my website. Most people only know about the main waterfall page, which includes some waterfalls in Tennessee, in Georgia. I think that's it, in Tennessee and Georgia. Mississippi doesn't have too many waterfalls. but it includes everything that I've been to alone. I also have a second waterfall page, which is not just the waterfalls I've been to, but it's also all of the waterfalls that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in Alabama. So it's all the waterfalls I could find in Alabama, whether I've been to it or not. So, and I scraped the internet, I scraped social media, I even requested it on Reddit, trying to find all these waterfalls. So it's a pretty comprehensive list of all of the waterfalls, minus ones where people had them in their backyards and, you know, they either don't know about it or they don't want to say anything, which
yeah.
I have had a few people tell me, hey, I know this waterfall on this private property, it's beautiful. That's my neighbor's waterfall. And I was like, I'm not going to put it on there. So I have left some waterfalls off of it because of that, but it is a pretty comprehensive list. And I think it's called the Alabama Waterfall Project is what it.
Okay, cool. So what are your favorite waterfalls? We're going to put you on the spot here.
I really like Holmes Chapel Falls, Shangri-La Falls, and Bankhead. I think that the waterfall at Neversink is so impressive. It's because it's a giant sinkhole, especially in the spring, where it has this green fern growing all the way around the sinkhole, and then you have this waterfall. Same with Stevens Gap. Stevens Gap it doesn't have the ferns, but it's still an absolutely beautiful waterfall being right inside of a and probably DeSoto Falls is
mm-hmm.
one of my favorites too. My favorite to swim at is Little River Canyon, or Little River Falls is absolutely beautiful. But I think that my favorite are probably the ones in Bankhead. You know? Those are just gorgeous. They're not big, but the coloring in Bankhead is incredible.
Yeah, the waterfall you posted the other day of Kinlock Falls, that green of the water, mm-hmm. it was so pretty. And then, of course, the green leaves and...
Right, which is funny because that was actually taken last year. I took that in early October last year as a repost, but that was in October, which is strange. You know, you think of green
orange and red and yellow.
Yeah. You think of the green being in April. The, you know, our Aprils are incredibly green. Mother Nature puts on two shows, mm-hmm. One's in the spring, one's in the fall, and you can't beat the green in April.
Yeah, I know that brand new green. It's just mm-hmm. something about it. It's not like the green the rest of the year.
Right. It's really light, right? It's got this lighter color to it. And it's not that dark, worn out green like you see this time of year.
Well, you mentioned that people reach out and ask, like, if they're new to outdoors, what would they need, you know, starting out? So what are some things that you would recommend that they buy or take with them?
I always suggest bringing... Well, I mean, and it depends on where you are. You know, a compass and map is necessary for places like Bankhead, or at least, you know, if you're planning in Bankhead, then you can get away with just a GPS if you're planning really, really well. But I don't suggest it. I suggest bringing a map and compass just to make sure you don't get lost. In the summer in Alabama, always, you know, bug spray. You know, people always worried about snakes, and snakes pretty much leave you alone, but the bugs will get you. and again, this is especially in Bankhead, you know, every single time I hike there, I come out with ticks. Buying really good socks and shoes,
mm-hmm.
I say, is probably the number one thing you want to invest in. I like my smart wool socks and my Keen hiking shoes. I have Timberland boots and I have Salomon boots, and I use all of them depending on what type of time of year. investing in good shoes is incredibly important for hiking. You know, your normal tennis shoes just don't get the same grip on wet rock and on the mud and the dirt as good hiking shoes. So that's what I would suggest starting is shoes, socks, bug spray, compass and maps. I have to say, one of my best investments I've ever made was into some really solid outdoor underwear. Ex officios, and I have sacks now. That's I love them. They're expensive. They are very expensive for underwear. It's like $25 a pair, $30 a pair, depending. But they are absolutely worth it. They're great. They're great for doing everything outdoors.
There you have it. Now we know what to pack. We know where to go.
Oh, and always bring water, right? That's the yes. Always bring water. And if you're going to be out there for more than a few hours, bring at least a snack and food.
Yeah, you always got to have snacks.
Absolutely. I like dried mango. Dried mango is a great trail snack.
And take your trash with you.
Take your trash with you, please.
Stick it in your backpack. Take it out. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here today. For our listeners, tell them where they can find you on social media and on your website.
I am Huntsville Adventurer on Facebook and Instagram. It ends in an R. I kind of regret that extra R because it's hard to say, but it does end in an R. It's an adventurer. So it's a person, adventurer. So I'm that on Instagram and Facebook. You can also find me at huntsvilleadventurer.com.
And look for the fox. Your logo is a fox. So if you find a fox, you've got the right one.
It's a fox jumping.
Yeah.
My wife actually drew that and we turned it into a vector. She's a good artist. So
cool.
She's the vision behind the fox. But
yeah.
I guess you can't. There's no video to this, but.
Oh, yeah. He's showing us his mug that has the fox on it. So. Yeah. I love it. Well, great. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.